maybe some jobs news coming out, John.
Well, we do have some jobs news, and we'll get the big ones on Friday. That's the one from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And, of course, it's hard to sort some of this out because weather has affected that. But just a few seconds ago, we get the numbers from ADP, Automatic Data Processing, and it always comes out on the Wednesday of the month before or the week that the numbers come out from the government. And pretty decent numbers, 175,000 jobs created last month. Now, the expectation was about 180, so not far off of expectations, but substantially down from 227,000 the month before. It moved the markets a little bit. The Dow futures were down about 60. Now they're down about 70 to 80, depending on whether you blink or not. And of course, yesterday we got a bit of a respite. The market was up a bit after that huge sell-off that we had on Monday. And I guess maybe the biggest news yesterday was the fact that Microsoft finally named a new CEO. It was an insider. Mr. Nadelli's been there for since 1992. The other interesting thing is that Mr. Gates, the co-founder of the company, who has been the chairman, is no longer going to be the chairman, but he's going to be spending more time with the company. He's going to come back as a technology advisor, so that'll all be very interesting. And speaking of ADP, we always talk about these ADP employment numbers. Well, who is ADP? It's a huge company. It stands for Automatic Data Processing, $36 billion market cap, and one of only five companies left in America that has a AAA credit rating. Well, they're a payroll processor. They're also a benefits administrator. They released numbers this morning, and they were better than Wall Street expected, and revenue was up about 9%. JCPenney yesterday dropped below $5 a share briefly. It did close slightly above that. They reported holiday sales that were up a little bit, same-store sales up about 2%, but it disappointed Wall Street. They were expecting better. And I think the most interesting news story of the day comes from CVS. Now, they're the number two drugstore chain behind Walgreens. They say that by October the 1st, they're going to remove all tobacco and tobacco products off their shelves. Now, this is going to come at a considerable cost for them. They're going to lose about $2 billion in annual sales. They say about $1.5 billion from direct tobacco sales and about $500 million of stuff that people pick up when they come in to buy tobacco products. It's interesting that the CEO of the company said this: we made this decision as a business decision because we are positioning ourselves as a healthcare company, and therefore increasingly we have clients and healthcare plans and healthcare system partners who are seeing us as an extension of their healthcare services. We know that the sale of tobacco is extremely inconsistent with being a healthcare provider. Their stock is down about $1.65 before the market opens. Interestingly enough, the tobacco stocks really haven't moved. In fact, a couple of them are even up. Walgreens is under considerable pressure to do the same thing. We'll see whether or not they also remove tobacco products from their shelves. And when we look inside of these corporate earnings, sometimes we get a picture of what's really going on. Humana. Now, they're a big insurer, of course, and they provide the private Medicare plans as well as other things. But one of the things that they reported a loss today. Why? Well, they used to sell long-term care insurance. I get asked this question about long-term care insurance all the time. Well, they're no longer selling long-term care insurance, but they still have to insure the policies that they sold in their previous life. They set aside $243 million in charges to provide a reserve for those old policies that they sold. The rest of their business looks pretty healthy, but we continue to see more and more insurers retreat from the long-term care sector, and people are asking questions about, should I have long-term care insurance? Fewer providers and higher premiums are making it much more difficult for a number of people. And lastly, J.B. Hunt. Now, we reported numbers from them a few days ago. They were pretty impressive. Well, now they're raising their dividend from 15 cents a share per quarter to 30 to 20 cents per share per quarter, so increasing it by a third. They say their cash flow is healthy enough that they need to return more of their cash to shareholders. Dow futures still down. Hopefully that won't last throughout the day. Maybe it'll be another update before it's over with. We sure need one.
Sure do, John. And we'll hopefully, with our area digging out under the snow, maybe we'll see some brighter times on the markets.
I sure hope so. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, John. John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Sometimes on the markets, some areas of the market's doing fairly well, as John points out, others not. He could give you some advice, and he'd love to do it. You could visit with him at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith.